the starting lineups and the first pitch, Northview at Vincennes Lincoln. It's coming up on Timeless Classics WAMB.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit ParkCountyRMC.com.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Back at Vincennes Lincoln, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on WAMB as Northview taking on Vincennes Lincoln. The starting lineup for the Northview Knights, Trey Shaw will lead things off and play shortstop. Corbin Allen will play the catcher's position and bat second. Gavin Morris will bat third and play third base. Batting fourth and playing first base, Dylan Zenko. Batting fifth and pitching for the Knights is Cade Rumke. Keegan Garrison will bat in the sixth spot and play left field. Trey Tucker will bat seventh and play in right field. Caleb Swearingen will bat eighth, and he is playing second base. And Braden Nevins will bat in the ninth spot, playing center field. Head coach for your Knights is Craig Trout. The defensive order for Vincennes, Jalen Cardinal on the mound, Baron Veek, the catcher, Eric Vickers at first, Blake Mincy at second, Isaac Lane at third, Brody Ruggles at short, left to right, Dustin Allstott, Spencer Corona, and Torrance Gillis. Head coach for Vincennes is Tim Hutchinson. Now our national anthem.
Our national anthem.
And a nice job. That's a organ, it sounds like, recorded. That's kind of cool. Again, we're at Vincennes Lincoln, the Alices of old Vincennes, 2002 Indiana State champions in high school baseball. and having a good season right now at 14-8. The Knights are 11-8, and of course, state champions back in 16. And we're getting so close to sectional time. That'll be here before you know it. Now, a program reminder, we won't be bringing you the two big games that the Northview Knights are playing in this Saturday at Bedford. That conflicts with our live qualification coverage from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But we will have sectional coverage for both the girls' softball team and the boys' baseball team. Big win last night for the Lady Knights. They won the WIC Conference Championship with that walk-off hit against Brown County, and they'll have to face the same team in the sectional on Tuesday, May 21st at Owen Valley. We'll have coverage at around 7:20 that night. And then on Memorial Day, it'll be Northview taking on the winner of either Avon or Plainfield at 10 a.m., 9:50 broadcast the day after the Indy 500. So we'll have coverage of that game as well. If either team wins their first game, we'll bring you their second game, and until the season is over, and we hope it's not over at sectional time. So we encourage you to get to the games and support both teams. If you can't make it, we'll have the coverage right here on WAMB. We want to thank our sponsors for making it possible. And we've picked up a couple of extra ones, actually, I think three more for the postseason. We'd love to have a couple of more. If you can be a part of the broadcast, call 420-2518. It's inexpensive, and you'll be showing your support for both Northview baseball and softball, and you'll get a great deal on a week's worth of advertising here on Timeless Classics WAMB. So we're getting this game started about 15 minutes after the scheduled time, no problem. They've been grilling burgers, and you can just kind of smell the burgers and hot dogs cooking. And the only negative today so far, the gnats. It's not just a Vincennes issue. They are so bad. So I had to go to the store and buy some insect repellent, but so far so good. Trey Shaw will lead things off as he faces the left-hander Jalen Cardinal. That pitch is high and outside. Ball one. This game is underway. Good crowd is on hand for tonight's game between Vincennes and Northview. As Jalen Cardinal delivers the next pitch, that's outside, ball two. So 2-0 the count on Trey Shaw. Shaw, left-hander versus left-hander. Here's the next pitch. That's in there for a called strike on the outside corner. So the count is 2-1 on Trey Shaw. Game just underway. Jalen Cardinal delivers the next pitch. That ball popped up out of play. So the count even at two balls, two strikes with no outs here in the top of the first, no score. The 2-2 pitch. That ball popped up out of play as well. So the count remains 2-2. So Trey Shaw will step up to the plate again. Jalen Cardinal gets the sign. The left-hander delivers the next pitch. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So Trey Shaw will head back to the dugout as Jalen Cardinal gets his first strikeout of the night. This will bring up Corbin Allen, the catcher for Northview.
Catcher number 21.
So Corbin Allen set to go, batting right-handed against a left-handed pitcher. Cardinal delivers, swing and a miss. Cardinal does have a nice touch. Left-hander throws a pretty good fastball. Tall, slender young man. And as the coach mentioned earlier, headed to EIU. Now that pitch is low. It gets away from the catcher, Baron Veek, and that'll make it 1-1. So 1-1-1 is our count here on the top of the first. Jalen Cardinal, the pitch, outside, 2-1 the count. The 2-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss. So the count even at 2-2. It's Jalen Cardinal so far impressing everyone with his pitching. Corbin Allen ready for the 2-2 pitch. He swung and missed. A little bit of a high pitch, but he went for it. So two straight strikeouts now for Jalen Cardinal. And this will bring up third baseman Gavin Morris. His father, Chip, fixed me a burger Saturday when we were up at Danville. He's not a bad cook, I'll say that. So Morris steps in. Here comes the pitch. That pitch is low, 1-0 the count. So two down here in the top of the first. No score between Northview and Vincennes Lincoln. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike. 1-1 the count. Today's game, a service of Sue Goshen. She's your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. The 1-1 pitch is high and outside. 2-1 the count. The 2-1 pitch from Jalen Cardinal. Called strike. 2-2 the count. So Northview struggling to try to get a hit so far in this first quarter due to the good pitching by Jalen Cardinal. Cardinal delivers the 2-2. That ball popped out to right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. So Gavin Morris is rounding first, heading to second, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Gavin Morris. So that's a big hit. And this will bring up Dylan Zentko, the first baseman. Dylan had a big night last night. He was our player of the game, pitched a great game. As Northview got the win over Indian Creek. So Zentko will step in. Morris takes a big lead at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a high pitch. 0-1 the count. Talked to Dylan's grandpa a while ago, and he's here in the stands and pretty proud of Dylan's performance last night at home. Morris, a big lead at second. Here's the 0-1. And they're going to call it a strike, looks like. Or no, he got a second opinion from the infield umpire, and they're going to call it a ball. 1-1 the count. A little bit of a delay in that decision. But a break for Dylan Zentko and the Knights. One ball, one strike with two down. Morris on at second. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So a ball and two strikes with two down. Jalen Cardinal delivers the next pitch to Dylan Zentko. That ball popped up and it's out of play. I'm actually behind home plate today with the table set up right behind the backstop, so I've got a decent view for today's play-by-play. One ball, two strikes. Cardinal ready for the next pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike him out. So in the inning for Northview, no runs. We did pick up one hit. We did leave one stranded. We have played a half inning of baseball here at Hill Field in Vincennes. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview nothing, Vincennes Lincoln coming to bat.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-412-4000. 416-2521.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Back in Vincennes, Indiana, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. We're on the AM dial at 1130, on the FM dial in Brazil at 106.9, and in Terre Haute at 99.5. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning, as the Knights did get one hit, but could not get a runner beyond second base in their top half of the first. Vincennes Lincoln will lead things off with shortstop Brody Ruggles. Batting second will be center fielder Spencer Corona. Batting third and playing third, Isaac Lane. And batting fourth and pitching for the Alices is Jalen Cardinal. The rest of the order for the Alices, Baron Veek batting fifth and catching. Batting sixth, playing first base, Eric Vickers. Batting seventh, playing left field, Dustin Allstott. Batting eighth, playing right field is Torrance Gillis. Batting ninth and playing second base is Blake Mincy. So a few more warm-up pitches for Cade Rumke, and we will get things rolling. Defensively for your Knights, Cade Rumke on the mound, Corbin Allen the catcher, Dylan Zentko at first, Caleb Swearingen at second, Gavin Morris at third, Trey Shaw at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Keegan Garrison, Braden Nevins, and Trey Tucker. Don't forget this weekend we've got flag-to-flag coverage of qualification action from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Things will get underway Saturday morning at 11. Extensive coverage all day Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, so much coming up this month from Indianapolis. And we'll have all the coverage from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway radio network here on WAMB. Brody Ruggles, a left-hander, the shortstop, will step up to the plate. And we'll see what Vincennes Lincoln can do here in the bottom of the first. Cade Rumke, low and outside, ball one. Pretty nice night for baseball. Looks like we're going to keep the rain away, sun shining, some clouds. That ball gets out to, a nice stop by Swearingen, but he cannot make the play in time to first. I think they're going to give that a hit. So the Alices have their first hit of the game as Ruggles is on at first. It was a nice smash to second. It looked to me at first it was going to make it to the outfield, but Swearingen was able to stop it. He had to kind of dive to do just that, but then he really couldn't get up in time to make the throw to Zentko. So they are going to call it a hit. This will bring up Spencer Corona, the center fielder. Corona, and before they throw him the first pitch, a quick throw back to first base, and Ruggles is safe. Alices are 14-8 on the season. They get to host the 3A sectional coming up here at this field. Here's the pitch. That's low. 1-0 the count to Spencer Corona. No score here in the bottom of the first. Nobody out. A runner at first. Runner heading for second. There's the bunt. Rumke makes the throw to Zentko in time for the out. So the bunt works. It moves Ruggles over to second.
Batting third, third baseman number 19, Isaac Lane.
Isaac Lane will bat next. He's the third baseman for the Alices. You've got a runner at second, nobody on the corners here in the bottom of the first, and no score. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Oh and one the count. Cade Rumke delivers the next pitch. That's low and inside. It gets away from Allen. Runner will easily make it to third. And matter of fact, I guess it must have hit him. Did it hit him? Yeah, okay. So we've got a hit pitch on Isaac Lane.
Batting fourth, the pitcher, number 46, Jalen Cardinal.
Jalen Cardinal, the pitcher, will bat next. The Alices are in the driver's seat right now as they have a runner at first and second. They sent the runner back to second as it was a hit pitch. So Jalen Cardinal ready to go. One down here in the bottom of the first. That pitch is high. 1-0 the count. Today's game, a service of Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Cade Rumpke checks the runner at second, delivers the pitch. That's low, 2-0 the count. So runners at first and second, nobody at third. The pitch to Jalen Cardinal coming up from Cade Rumpke. Swing and a miss for strike one. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got a piece of it, maybe. 2-2 the count. A big hit right now would blow this one wide open here in the first inning with two runners on. So Rumpke trying to get a second strikeout. And he got it. Actually, his first strikeout, but his second out. So that's got to make him feel good, striking out a very good opposing pitcher. Now this will bring up Baron Veek, the catcher. No score here in the bottom of the first. Rumpke checks the runner at second. Delivers the pitch. That's a ball. 1-0 the count on Baron Veek. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. The 1-1 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Rumpke ready for the 2-1. That ball smashed down to the shortstop. Trey Shaw scoops it up, makes the throw to Zentko for the out, and that ends the Vincennes threat. So, in the inning, they did pick up one hit. There were no runs. They left one on, or they left two on, actually. We've played one inning of baseball. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview and Vincennes scoreless.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drivers.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
back at Hill Field at Vincennes Lincoln. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you with us on Timeless Classics WAMB. We go to the top half of the second inning, and there's no score between Vincennes Lincoln and Northview. Jalen Cardinal doing some final warm-ups, and then we will get rolling. The boys' baseball team will play Saturday at the tournament over in Bedford. They play Bedford early in the day, then they could play late in the day, either at 4 or 6 o'clock, depending if they win or lose. But a reminder, we will not have radio coverage Saturday due to our qualification coverage from the Indianapolis 500. But, of course, every game in the postseason will be on the radio, and glad to be bringing you the action. The Knights drew the bye for the 4A baseball sectional at Terre Haute North, so they'll await the winner of Plainfield versus Avon, and that'll be on Memorial Day at 10 a.m., so we'll have the coverage that day at 9:50.
Number 20, the pitcher, Cade Rumke.
Cade Rumke will be the pitcher and the batter now, and let's see what he can do to get things rolling here in the second inning for Northview. Jalen Cardinal on the mound. The left-hander winds up and delivers. Swing and a miss for strike one. Alice's have Cardinal on the mound, Baron Veek the catcher, Eric Vickers at first, Blake Mincy at second, Isaac Lane at third, Brody Ruggles at shortstop. Cardinal's next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Dustin Allstott in left, Spencer Corona in center, and Torrance Gillis in right. Cardinal with the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So that'll be the fourth strikeout of the day for Jalen Cardinal. He's had four out of five of our batters he struck out. Gavin Morris got a double against him in the first, if you just joined us. Keegan Garrison will bat next. He's the left fielder for the Knights. Now he steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Coach Hutchinson giving signs to his defensive crew. Swing and a miss on that pitch. 0-1 the count. Keegan Garrison steps in. Jalen Cardinal delivers the 0-1 pitch. That's low and inside. 1-1 the count. Both teams have a hit so far in the game, but neither has scored. Jalen Cardinal, the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Tell you what, if this kind of pitching performance continues, it's going to be a low-scoring affair, it would seem to me. The 1-2 count and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and they struck him out. Five strikeouts. So now this will bring up Trey Tucker. Tucker is the right fielder for the Knights. Jalen Cardinal delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Jalen Cardinal. The 0-2 pitch. That ball is foul down the third baseline. Count remains 0-2. Tonight's game is a service of U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, where Mulch Madness is underway. Call 812-605-8080 for U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Knights Sports. That ball down the first baseline, it will be fair, and Eric Vickers will just quickly pull it up and tag the bag, and that will end the Northview inning. So three up, three down for Northview. We've played one and a half, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, no score between Vincennes Lincoln and Northview.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness.
Now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Hill Field in Vincennes, Indiana, home of the Vincennes Lincoln Alices. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you with us tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. Also streaming at WAMBradio.com. We go to the bottom half of the second inning, and the first baseman, Eric Vickers, will bat. Kate Rumpke on the mound. And the right-hander pitches. That ball is foul. So the count is 0-1. So bottom of the second inning, we're still scoreless. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 0-2 the count. Tell you what, Northview is improving. That's the good news. They're going to have to play their best games of the season, especially today and this weekend, and then at the sectional, if they have a chance to keep moving in the tournament. They're going to have to throw him out on the third strike call, and he's safe. Rumpke dropped the ball, but they're going to give us an error on that. So that'll be an E3 as Vickers will be on first base, and this will bring up Dustin Allstott, the left fielder.
Left fielder number 30. Dustin Allstott.
So runner takes the lead at first. A throw to first. The runner is safe. No score here in the bottom of the second. The Alices have the go-ahead run at first with no outs. The pitch, that is low for a ball. 1-0 the count on Dustin Allstott. We're on the air next Tuesday from the girls volley or the girls volleyball, the girls softball sectional. That'll be a 7:30 game when the rematch expected between Northview and Brown County. They played last night for the WIC Conference Championship, and the Knights got the win. There's a strike on that pitch, 1-1 the count. That is one tough softball sectional. Brown County very good this year along with Edgewood. The Knights are having a good season. It's anyone's sectional at this point. There's the bunt. It's going to be picked up by the third baseman, Morris. He'll make the throw, but it looks like another drop by the first baseman, Dylan Zintko. Let's see if they give him an error or not. Don't think they're going to give it a hit. So now the Alices have runners at second and first base.
Right fielder, number 8, Torrance Gillis.
Well, no official decision on that last play, whether it was an error or a hit yet, so we'll wait and see. Here's the pitch to Torrance Gillis, the right fielder. And that's a strike, 0-1 the count. The 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2 the count. Well, I'm going to just call it a hit until they change their mind on Dustin Allstadt, that first base. Cade Rumke checks the runner, delivers the 0-2, got a piece of it for a foul ball. Count remains 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and one down. A throw to second. Is it in time? No. The runner is safe. That's Eric Vickers at second base. Cade Rumke and the 0-2. Nice, solid hit out to right field. That's going to be trouble. Runner rounding third. Here comes the throw at the plate, but it won't be in time. They'll throw the ball back to second. Did they get him? They got the runner going to second. So that's a break for the Knights right there. So Vickers will score. Gillis, though, thrown out at second.
Second baseman number 6, Blake Mincy.
Blake Mincy in the number 9 spot playing at second base. Called strike. They finally did put the extra hit on the board for Dustin Allstadt. Cade Rumke delivers the 0-1. Called strike, 0-2 the count on Blake Mincy. Good luck tonight to the Northview girls tennis team. They're in the first round of the girls tennis sectional, so we wish them all the best. The 0-2 pitch, outside, 1-2 the count on Blake Mincy. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. And that will end the Vincennes Lincoln inning. But they did pick up one run on one hit. There was one Northview error. We have played two innings of baseball. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Vincennes Lincoln leads Northview 1-0.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
Listen to Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk Friday and Saturdays from 9:30 to midnight on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back live at Vincennes, Indiana, at Robert Hill Field, home of the Alices, where the Vincennes Lincoln Alices lead Northview by a 1-0 score. We go to the top half of the third inning. Your batter is Caleb Swearingen. It's our first look at Caleb today. 5 strikeouts so far for Jalen Cardinal. He's pitched a great game so far. Swing and a miss on that first pitch, strike one. At times, Swearingen has not always batted for himself, but coach will sometimes have a DH for him, but then they've let him swing and bat, and he's actually done quite well lately. So now that pitch is a strike, 0-2 the count. Nice night for baseball here at Vincennes High School. The 0-2 pitch. He knocks it toward the second baseman. It will be caught by Blake Mincy. He'll make the throw to Eric Vickers in time for the out. So you can score that 4-3 With one down, this will bring up our number nine spot, Braden Nevins, the center fielder.
Number five, center fielder, Braden Nevins.
Jalen Cardinal, the left-hander, delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch from Jalen Cardinal. That's low. Defensively for the Alices, Jalen Cardinal on the mound, Baron Veek the catcher, Eric Vickers at first, Blake Mincy at second, Isaac Lane at third, Brody Ruggles at shortstop. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 1-2 the count. Dustin Allstadt is at left field, Spencer Corona in center, and Torrance Gillis in right field. One ball, two strikes, as Cardinal delivers the next pitch. Swing and a miss, and he gets his sixth strikeout of the day. So we go to the top of the order now for Northview with Trey Shaw.
Shortstop number 14, Trey Shaw.
Shaw, a left-hander, struck out the first time he batted today in the first. Knights have only had a hit. Called strike on the first pitch. The 0-1 pitch. Low and out on the count. The 1-1 pitch. He swung at a high pitch. It went foul. So the count 1-2. Vincennes has good fan support here tonight. A lot of Alice fans are here. We've got a handful of Northview fans. I guess maybe we have a couple of dozen or so, perhaps maybe 30. It's a long drive down here. Swing and a miss on that pitch, and they strike him out. That's his seventh strikeout of the day. So in the inning for Northview, three up, three down. We play 2.5 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Vincennes Lincoln leads Northview 1-0.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Back at Robert Hill Field, home of the Vincennes Lincoln Alices, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you with us on Timeless Classics. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, AM 1130, FM 106.9, and FM 99.5. We're on the web at WAMBradio.com. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Brody Ruggles, the shortstop, who got the first hit of the game, will lead things off.
Brody Ruggles leading things off.
Ruggles, a left-hander, will step up to the plate, and Cade Rumke will go to work on him. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Ruggles steps in. Romke, the 1-0 pitch. That's way outside. 2-0 the count. Nice stop by Corbin Allen. 2-0 the count here in the bottom of the third. A 1-0 score. Vincennes Lincoln leading Northview. They've had one run, two hits, no errors. The Knights, no runs, one hit, one error. That ball is foul. Tonight's game, a service of Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 208-3244 for an insurance quote today. He swung at a high pitch, and he knocked it out of the park behind the backstop. So the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Okay, and time called as the batter steps out of the box. And that's a ball, and the count's full. So with no outs, bottom of the third, nobody on, a 1-0 lead for Vincennes Lincoln. Brody Ruggles is the batter. Ruggles steps in. The payoff pitch, that's high and outside, ball four. So Ruggles is on with the base on balls. This will bring up center fielder Spencer Corona. He had a sacrifice bunt in the first inning that moved Ruggles around to second. And a timeout is called by Coach Trout. He's headed out to the mound to talk to Kate Rumpke, and he's looking at his scorecard. I think he might be making a change here. We'll see. If there's a pitching change, we'll take a break, but it's not official yet. He's talking to the entire infield. Rumpke's not pitched a bad game, and I think Craig is going to stay with him. So no change. I think just some encouragement. No outs here in the bottom of the third.
Now batting center fielder number 17, Spencer Corona.
So Corona set to go. Cade Rumpke on the mound. And here, and a throw to first base instead. The runner is safe. It's Brody Ruggles. Tonight's game is a service of Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw at Shaw Chiropractic at 78 Forest Park Plaza Drive in Brazil. A throw to first, the runner safe. One nothing game, Vincennes Lincoln leading Northview. Another throw to first. Runner is safe. It appears Corona, he got in bunt formation right before the pitch. Or right before the throw to first, actually. He's in bunt formation now, and it looks like the runner will steal second. They won't make a throw on him. Want to know the count on Spencer Corona. One nothing score. The Alices lead the Knights. Corona ready for the next pitch. That is inside. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes, no outs. Alices have a runner at second. Nobody on the corners. Here's the 2-0. Low and outside, 3-0 the count. A throw to third, but the runner is safe. So So now you got Brody Ruggles in scoring position with no outs here in the bottom of the third. Cade Rumke, the 3-0 pitch. That's a called strike. Alice's fans are not happy with the call. They thought it was a bit high. The 3-1 pitch. That ball smashed back. Oh, it's going to go to center field. It's going to drive in a run. The Alice's lead 2-0. So Ruggles will score, and that will be a base hit, which will be the third hit of the game for the Alice's. He found the perfect spot between short and second. It just made it out to center field quickly.
And number 19, Isaac Lane.
Trey Shaw just could not stop it in time. So Isaac Lane will bat next. He got hit by a pitch in the first. Cade Rumke delivers. Inside pitch, 1-0 the count. So the Alice's have Corona at first, nobody at second and third. Three hits so far for the Alice's, and they've scored two runs. Northview scoreless with one hit and one error. The 1-0 pitch. Nice, hard hit, ball to right field, but that will be caught by Trey Tucker, and there's one down. This will bring up Jalen Cardinal, the pitcher. The only strikeout of the game so far for Cade
pitcher
Rumke.
Number 46, Jalen Cardinal.
Cardinal ready to go, and there's the bunt, but he did not connect. It's going to be a ball. 1-0 the count. Trying to get a bunt at least. Coach Hutchinson sending signals to the batter, Jalen Cardinal. He's agreed to go to Eastern Illinois University on a baseball scholarship, I'm told. There's a throw to first. The ball got away from Zentko, but the runner will stay. Tonight's game, a service of WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10 WTHI. Coverage you can count on. Wow, the sun is really bright now. The clouds are starting to move away from the west, and we've got plenty of sunshine here in Vincennes right now. That's low. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes, one down. Runner at first, nobody at second and third. 2-0 ball game. The Alice's lead the Knights. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Two-one pitch coming up from Cade Rumke. Here it is. Hard hit ball. That's trouble. That's going to be another base hit out to left field. Runner heading to third. He'll be safe. So Corona moves to third. Cardinal gets on with a big hit. Fourth hit of the game now for the Alice's. And with one down, they've got a runner in scoring position once again at third. And another at first. Nobody on at second.
Catcher number 4, Baron Veek.
We're going to have a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Cardinal. So that will bring up
courtesy runner for the Alice's, Blake Need.
There you go. Blake Need is the courtesy runner at first now. All right, so we're set to go. Baron Veek, when he batted in the first, he was thrown out by the shortstop. There's a bunt. They're going to make the play to first as the runner comes home to score. And they do get the out at first, but the Alice's take a 3-0 lead as Corona will score. I'm really surprised he didn't go directly to home plate for that play. He could have pulled it off. But we'll go 1-3 on that play on a fielder's choice.
First baseman, number 18, Eric Vickers.
Eric Vickers will bat next. He got on with an error in the second when Zentko dropped the throw to him at first. That ball popped up and out of play behind the Northview dugout. So a 3-0 score. We're in the bottom of the third. The Knights have yet to score. They've had one hit and one error. The Alices, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. And they've got runners. They've got one runner on right now at second. Nobody on the corners. A throw to second. Runner is safe. That's Jalen Cardinal, or at least to his substitute, the courtesy runner Blake Need at second. Eric Vickers ready for the 0-1. Curveball inside, 1-1 the count. So defensively for the Knights, Cade Rumke on the mound, Corbin Allen the catcher, Dylan Zentko at first, Caleb Swearingen at second, Gavin Morris at third, Trey Shaw at shortstop. Nice curveball and a strike, 1-2 the count. Keegan Garrison in left field, Braden Nevins in center field, and Trey Tucker in right field. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 down. The pitch, low and inside, 2-2 the count. So 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 down here in the bottom of the third. Knights trail 3-0 against the Alices of Old Vincennes. The 2-2 pitch. That ball smashed back to Trey Shaw at short. He'll make the throw to first base to Zentko in time for the out, and that will end the inning. But a big inning for the Alices. They did pick up 2 runs on a total of 2 base hits. There were no errors by Northview. And after 3 innings of play, it's Vincennes Lincoln leading 3-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Robert Hill Field in Vincennes, Indiana, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you with us on Timeless Classics WAMB. We go to the top half of the fourth inning with Northview trailing 3-0. Corbin Allen will lead things off. He's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout in the first. First pitch is outside, 1-0 the count. Cardinal delivers the 1-0. Swing and a miss. He got a piece of it. Count even at 1-1. So Jalen Cardinal on the mound. Baron Veek the catcher. Eric Vickers at first. Blake Mincy at second. Isaac Lane at third. Brody Ruggles at shortstop. The 1-1 pitch on the way. That ball smashed down to the shortstop as Ruggles makes the throw to Vickers in time for the out. Score that 6-3. In the outfield for the Alices, Dustin Allstad is in left field, Spencer Corona in center, and Torrance Gillis in right field.
Third baseman number 27, Gavin Morris.
Gavin Morris will bat next. He got the only hit of the game so far for the Knights. A big double in the first, but we couldn't move him beyond second base. Cardinal delivers the pitch inside corner for a called strike. 7 strikeouts in today's game so far for Cardinal. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike, 0-2 the count. The 0-2 count and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike Gavin Morris out. So with two down, this will bring up Dylan Zenko, who had a strikeout in the first inning. Had a big night last night on the mound for the Knights. Northview picked up a big win over Indian Creek to secure fifth spot in the Western Indiana Conference.
Dylan Zenko.
First pitch, a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. The left-hander delivers. That ball straight back to the mound, and Cardinal will just take his time and lob it over to first base to Vickers, and that will be that. Three up, three down for Northview. We've played three and a half on the Great Dane scoreboard. Vincennes Lincoln leads Northview 3-0.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve. So you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive.
Your home for Northview Night Sports. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back live at Robert Hill Field in Vincennes, Indiana. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute. So happy that you're tuned in for tonight's game. Knights have got some work to do. They trail 3-0 as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Dustin Allstadt, the left fielder, will lead things off. He got a single in the second. Torrence Gillis will bat next, or second, and then Blake Mincy will be in the third spot here in the fourth inning. So Cade Romke is still on the mound for the Knights. And we are about set for action.
Leading things off for the Alices, left fielder number 30, Dustin Allstadt.
Allstadt, a right-hander. Romke delivers the pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch, that's low, 1-1 the count. Vincennes is part of the Big 8 Conference, so is Washington and Jasper, and it's unusual, but now that Jasper's been moved to 4A, and that wasn't for the success factor, even though they've won several state championships in baseball. There's a called strike, 1-2. Their enrollment creeped them up to the 4A category now, so that's kind of made the tournament situation a lot different. When those traditions of playing Vincennes and Washington, for example, are no more. That ball smashed right back to Romke, and he makes the catch, and that's the out. So a big out there for Northview. As he made the line drive right to Romke's mitt.
Right fielder, number 8, Torrence Gillis.
Torrence Gillis, the right fielder. He had a nice smash, but then he got out at second when he tried to get on base last inning, or actually in the second. First pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch, nice hard hit ball out to shallow center field. It will drop for a base hit. So Gillis has a hit. Fifth hit of the game now for Vincennes Lincoln.
Second baseman number 6, Blake Mincy.
Blake Mincy will bat next. He's the second baseman. Struck out in the second. A throw to first base on Gillis. He's safe. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Runner going for second. They're going to make a throw on him, but is he safe or out? He's safe. Trey Shaw caught it in the air and was trying to tag at the same time and couldn't quite get the job done. So Gillis moves over to second with that stolen base. The pitch to Mincy, by the way, was a ball. Want to know the count. The 1-0 pitch, inside, ball two. Our next broadcast comes your way Tuesday night from Owen Valley, the girls' softball sectional, when Northview takes on Brown County. That's scheduled at 7:30. That's low for a ball, 3-0 the count. We've got our broadcast time scheduled at 7:20, but it depends when the first game actually gets over and they take their infield practice. So sometime around 7:20 or so on Tuesday from Owen Valley. The 3-0 pitch. Called strike, the old automatic. Alice's have a runner at second. Nobody on the corners. One down here in the bottom of the fourth. The 3-0 score. Vincennes leading Northview. The pitch. That's high. Ball four. So Blake Mincy will get on with a base on balls. So the Alice's have two on. We go to the top of the order now with Brody Ruggles, the shortstop. He got a hit in the first, and he walked and scored in the third. And now there's a meeting at the infield, and it looks like we're going to see a pitching change. Craig Trout has decided to bring in a different pitcher. Cade Rumke is going to head to the mound. And let's see who we're going to replace him with. Looks like it's going to be Braden Nevins. So Braden Nevins will come in from center field. And let's see who will replace him in center field. I see Tyler Timberman, it looks like. So Tyler Timberman goes to center field to replace Braden Nevins, while Braden Nevins replaces Cade Rumke on the mound. So this will be our second pitcher of the game. Five hits allowed and three runs as we have one down here in the bottom of the fourth. Got to give them a tip of the hat here at Vincennes. They've done a nice job with their music mix as well as their organ music, and then the local radio station here has a cute promotion that I think I might have to steal. They have their bat boy of the game, and so there's a young man who gets to be the bat boy tonight, and I guess they pick different bat boys for various home games, so that's a great promotion. He's a very happy young man. I saw the Vincennes coach throwing him some balls earlier during the warm-up, and he got to hit a few balls, and he's having a blast. Your line score right now looks like this. The Knights, no runs, one hit, one error. The Alice's, three runs, five hits, no errors. Vincennes has runners at first and second base. Nobody on at third. And again, Braden Nevins is our new pitcher.
Shortstop, Brody Ruggles.
So Brody Ruggles will step up to the plate. A hit in the first, a walk, and a run in the third. Whoa, that was a bad pitch, but a wonderful stop by Corbin Allen. I mean, he had to jump off the ground and catch that wild pitch. Ruggles steps in, batting left-handed. The right-hander checks the runner at second, delivers the pitch. That ball smashed out to left field. It's going to drop for a base hit. So now the Alices have the bases loaded. Second hit of the game for Ruggles. Spencer Corona will bat next. He got a single and a run in the third, had a sacrifice bunt in the first. And again, the Alices have all the bases loaded with one down. That pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch got a piece of it for a foul ball, 1-1 the count. Vincennes, a lot like Terre Haute, there's constantly trains blocking traffic all over the city about every hour of the day, it seems like. One ball, one strike, and one down. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 1-2 the count. On Spencer Corona. One ball, two strikes, one down, bases loaded here in the bottom of the fourth. That's a hard hit ball out to center field. That's going to drive in at least one run, and the Alices lead 4-0. So Gillis will score. And another hit for Vincennes Lincoln. So Ruggles moves to second. Third hit of the inning for Lincoln. They've had seven for the game.
Number 19, Isaac Lane.
Isaac Lane will bat next. He's the third baseman. Got hit by a pitch in the first. Popped up to the right fielder in the third. Called strike. Again, there's one down here in the bottom of the fourth. The Alices are threatening to add some more runs to their four already in the bag. The 0-1 pitch. That ball, good hit. It's going to go out to left field. That's going to bring in one run. Let's make it two runs, and the Alices lead 6-0. So Ruggles will score, and Mincy will score. So a three-run inning so far for Vincennes.
46, Jalen Cardinal.
Jalen Cardinal will bat next.
Help yourself, kid.
Runners at first and second. The pitch. Got a piece of it for a foul ball. So Spencer Corona on at second, Isaac Lane at first. Jalen Cardinal is your batter. 6-0 score, Northview trailing as the Alices add three runs to their fourth inning, and they've only got one out. The pitch. That ball popped up out of play. Tell you what, it's a pretty big hole the Knights are in right now, and with the impressive pitching of Jalen Cardinal, I'm not sure they can dig their way out of this one. We're always optimistic, but Lincoln's a pretty good team. They're 14-8 on the season. 0-2, that pitch out of play. Count remains 0-2. Don't forget, we've got complete coverage of the Indy 500 qualifications this Saturday and Sunday here on WAMB. The 0-2 pitch. And they called a strike. Runner trying to steal third. And did they pull it off? They did, didn't they? Well, we'll take that. So the strikeout and the throw out at third. So that will end the inning. But a good inning for Vincennes Lincoln. They picked up a total of three runs. They had four hits and they left one on. We played four innings of baseball. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Vincennes Lincoln 6, Northview nothing.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness,
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Listen to Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk Friday and Saturdays from 9:30 to midnight on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Robert Hill Field in Vincennes, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. We go to the top half of the fifth inning where Vincennes leads Northview by a 6-0 score. Let's see, leading things off will be Tyler Timberman. He entered for Rumke, who was pitching. So let's see if Timberman can get a big bat going here.
Leading off, Tyler Timberman, number 10.
Cardinal, ready to go. Oh, time is called. Looks like the umpire talking to the catcher for a second. Not quite sure what the concern was, but we're going to get back to action. That ball popped up and foul. So the count is 0-1 on Tyler Timberman. Cardinal with the 0-1 pitch. A bit of a curveball, 0-2 the count. No balls and two strikes and no outs here in the top of the fifth for Northview. That's low for a ball, 1-2 the count. One of our sponsors is Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number, you are our neighbor. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Called strike. Caught him looking. And Timberman will head back to the dugout. That is the 9th strikeout of the game for Jalen Cardinal.
Keegan Garrison.
Keegan Garrison is your batter. He has struck out once tonight in the second inning. Swing and a miss on that pitch. 0-1 the count. Northview has only had one hit today. The Alices have had 8. The pitch. And that's low. 1-1 the count. Tell you what, Jalen Cardinal is one of the better pitchers I've seen this season. The left-hander delivers the 1-1. Got a piece of it for a foul ball, 1-2 the count. Perfect night for baseball. Not too hot, not too cold. Plenty of good stuff going on behind me here at the refreshment stand. They have a big selection here at their concession stand. I'll share that with you in a moment. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike out Keegan Garrison. So that'll be the 10th strikeout of the night for Jalen Cardinal. This will bring up Trey Tucker, the right fielder, who got out by the first baseman in the second. Yeah, the Alice's refreshment stand, cheeseburgers, hamburgers, hot dogs, fish sandwiches, and french fries. Really surprising. Popcorn and all the other goodies. So people are having a good time enjoying their meal here at the ballpark as that ball is foul. So 0-1 the count with two outs and nobody on here in the top of the fifth. Charlie Jackson's on a mission trying to find the loose ball. I think he's about to get some help from the dugout. They found it. All right, here we go. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Foul ball. So the count 0-2 on Trey Tucker. Jalen Cardinal. A big pitch coming up, the 0-2. That ball popped up, should be playable. Second baseman Blake Mincy calling for it. He makes the grab, and that's that. Three up, three down in the top of the fifth. Still on the Great Dane scoreboard, Vincennes Lincoln leads Northview 6-0.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Back at Robert Hill Field in Vincennes, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it's all Vincennes Lincoln. They lead with 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Knights have no runs, 1 hit, and 1 error. And Jalen Cardinal has made a big difference in today's game. We've just had a tough time getting hits off this young man. He's a great pitcher. This will bring up Baron Veek. He's 0-for-2 today, thrown out by the shortstop in the first and on a fielder's choice by the pitcher in the third. The pitch from Braden Nevins and a swing and a miss. The next pitch on the way, that ball is fair. It's going to be picked up by the third baseman, Gavin Morris. He makes the throw to first in time for the out. So we'll score that 5-3. Eric Vickers, the first baseman, will bat next. Got on with an error in the second and scored. Thrown out by the shortstop in the third. Defensively for the Knights, Braden Nevins on the mound. Corbin Allen, your catcher. Dylan Zemko at first.
Eric Vickers.
Caleb Swearingen at second. Gavin Morris at third. Trey Shaw at shortstop. The outfield left to right after this pitch. Outside, ball one. Keegan Garrison is in left. Tyler Timberman is in center. And Trey Tucker is in right field. The 1-0 pitch from Braden Nevins. Swing and a miss. Today's game is service of Sonic Drive-In. They have two locations at Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. The pitch, foul ball, 1-2 the count. Again, the Knights will play two games Saturday from Bedford. That'll be an invitational tournament that they're in. No radio coverage due to our Indy 500 qualification coverage. The 1-2 pitch. Ooh, that's inside. Almost hit the batter, but it did not. Came close. Count remains 1-2. But when the Knights play on Memorial Day in the 4A sectional at Terre Haute North, we'll have the game for you at 9:50 that morning, the 10 o'clock first pitch. Outside, 2-2 the count. The Knights await the winner of the Avon Plainfield game as they drew the bye. And then if they would win that game, they'd be in the championship on Memorial Day evening. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Inside corner for a called strike, and they're going to send Vickers back to the dugout. Big strikeout for Braden Evans. Now this will bring up Dustin Allstadt, the left fielder. He got a single in the second.
Left fielder number 30, Dustin Allstadt.
And a line drive to the pitcher in the fourth. 6-0 score, Northview trailing Vincennes. Nobody on the bags right now with two down in the bottom of the fifth. Nice hard hit ball to Caleb Swearingen. He'll make the throw to Zemko at first for the out, and that ends the inning. So, for Vincennes, three up, three down. We have played 5 innings of baseball here at Hill Field. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, Vincennes continues to lead Northview 6-0.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon AMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcanyonamc.com or call 765-569-3282.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back in Vincennes, I'm Dave Crooks on Timeless Classics, WAMB. We go to the top half of the sixth inning, and the Alices continue to lead Northview 6-0. Due up for the Knights, it'll be Caleb Swearingen, the second baseman. He's only batted once. He was thrown out by the second baseman in the third. Then on deck is Braden Evans. Then back to the top of the order with Trey Shaw.
Second baseman number 22, Caleb Swearingen.
Ten strikeouts is the number for Jalen Cardinal so far, and that's been the big story today. That's a foul ball. Nice fielding opportunity by Craig Trout. That would make Ganny very happy. Just made that look easy. So Caleb Swearingen steps in. Jalen Cardinal, the left-hander, delivers the 0-1. Called strike on the inside corner. Got to check in on my Reds. They're hosting the Cubs again tonight. We'll get you a score here in a second. Swing and a miss as Caleb Swearingen goes down for the count. Okay, so in the bottom of the third, the Cubs lead the Reds 2-1.
Center fielder Braden Nevin.
And if you want to hear that game, it's on our sister station, 1049 WAXI, your home of Cubs baseball. Called strike on Braden Nevins. The count is 0-1. We just can't seem to hit the ball against this very good pitcher. Inside, 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Jalen Cardinal delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike him out. 11 strikeouts now for Jalen Cardinal. We go to the top of the order with Trey Shaw. 12 strikeouts, I should say, for Jalen Cardinal. Well, Trey Shaw steps in with two down here in the top of the sixth. There's the attempted bunt, and it fouls against the backstop. Tell you what, I don't think I've seen a game this season where Trey Shaw has yet to get a hit. If that's, and if he can't get a hit, that'll pretty much tell you where we're at today against this pitcher. Jalen Cardinal delivers the 0-1. That ball popped up and out of play. Indy qualification coverage this Saturday and Sunday here on WAMB. Extensive coverage all weekend long from the world's greatest race course. The 0-2 pitch, that's high, 1-2 the count. The Hallman family made a big announcement today up in Terre Haute. They've sold Clabber Girl to a company out of New Jersey. So now they'll just be down to racing interest. The 1-2 pitch, foul ball, that almost hit me. I'm right behind the backstop, just a little bit to the left. The count is 1-2 with two down on Trey Shaw. The next pitch, he thought about it, outside pitch. Got a curveball to him at times, and the count now even at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, that ball popped up, and that's likely out of play, although they're trying, but it's going to go beyond the fence behind the Vincennes dugout. For expert automotive service from the team you can trust, call Tony Lorenz at Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. You can visit LorenzService.com for more information. He's a hard-working guy at Tony Lorenz. A 2-2 pitch, high and inside, ball three. So now we've got a full count. Big pitch coming up from Jalen Cardinal. The payoff pitch. Nice. Outside for ball four, and Trey Shaw is on with the base on balls. So Northview still alive here in this top half of the sixth inning, and now this will bring up Corbin Allen, the catcher. He had to quickly take off his leg shields, as he's the catcher, of course, for the Knights. So the left-handed pitcher against the right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch, swing and a miss on a high pitch, 0-1 the count. Jalen Cardinal with 12 strikeouts today. The 0-1 pitch. That's high and outside. And a quick throw to first. Trey Shaw is safe. Don't forget to wake up weekday mornings for the latest local news with Frank Rush following CBS News here on WAMB. Well, the pitcher fakes Trey out just a bit. He's back on the bag. One ball, one strike, and two down here in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. That's a foul ball. So the count 1-2. One and two the count. Here is the pitch from Jalen Cardinal. That's high, 2-2 the count. If you want to be a part of our postseason coverage, be sure to send me a message either on Facebook or call the radio station, 420-2518. Got Chip Morris on board a while ago, so Morris Manufacturing will be on board for the tournament. They're going to have to throw him out at first. There's the throw, and they're going to get him. So that's going to complete the strikeout and the inning. So for Northview, No runs, no hits. We did leave one on after 5.5 innings of baseball on the Great Dane scoreboard. Vincennes leads Northview 6-0.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back in Vincennes, the Alices continue to lead the Knights 6-0. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Still on the mound is Braden Nevins. He's the second pitcher that the Knights have used today. Torrence Gillis, the right fielder, will lead things off. He got thrown out at second in the second, and he got a single, and he scored a run in the fourth.
Leading off, number 8, Torrence Gillis.
So Gillis will step in. Braden Nevins will go to work on him. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch. That's high, ball one. The 1-1 pitch, that's a ball, 2-1 the count. So two balls and one strike, no outs here in the bottom of the sixth. The Alices have 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Knights, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error. Called strike, 2-2 the count. Tell you what, this is probably a humbling experience for the Knights because they've been on a roll the last 3 games, winning all 3 in a row. And they ran into a buzzsaw so far today here at Vincennes as that pitch is inside for a 3-2 count. Jalen Cardinal has just made a world of difference against us today with his impressive pitching. The payoff pitch on the way. That ball smashed back toward Nevins. He'll make an easy throw to Dylan Zimko at first, and there's one down. Blake Mincy, the second baseman, will bat next. He got a strikeout in the second, a walk in the fourth, but he ended up scoring in the fourth.
Second baseman, number 6, Blake Mincy.
Mincy is in the number 9 spot, and that means Brody Ruggles is on deck. The pitch, called strike. The Vincennes coach is Tim Hutchinson. I've known him for a long time. He's very talented. He actually coached at Washington before Vincennes lured him away several years ago. There's a called strike, 0-2 the count. No balls, 2 strikes. Nevins delivers. That ball smashed back to the mound. Nevin's going to make another quick play to first, and that'll be 2 outs. So 2 plays back-to-back at the mound to first base. Now we go to Brody Ruggles, the shortstop. He got shortstop, a single in the 2. First.
Brody Ruggles.
Base on balls in the third, and he scored. And a single in the fourth, and he scored. So he's had a good night. 2 out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. That's high and outside, ball one. We could be looking at our final 4 outs of the game. as if the Alices don't need to bat in the seventh if we can't find a way to get six runs or more. That's going to be a tall order against this pitcher, I can tell you that. That pitch is outside. 1-1 the count. Six nothing lead for Lincoln. Outside. 2-1 the count. On shortstop, Brody Ruggles. The 2-1 pitch. That ball smashed down toward first. Nevins will have to help out. He does. He gets the toss from Zimko, and that ends the threat. Score that 3-1. Three up, three down. The Knights have three outs to try to get back in this game. They trail 6-0 against the Vincennes Lincoln Alices on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drivers.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
They're playing the Mission Impossible music. Pretty clever stuff up in the score box or the press box. We go to the top half of the seventh inning. The Knights trail Vincennes Lincoln 6-0. Gavin Morris will try to get things going here in the top half of the seventh. That first pitch is low and outside, ball one. Gavin Morris has had the only hit of the day for Northview, and it was a double in the first, but we couldn't get him past second. Boy, that's a foul line drive down the first line. So the count 1-1. Perfect night for baseball, except for the Nats. We've been fighting the Nats, but I think that's all over Indiana right now with all this rain we've had. Swing and a miss, 1-2 the count. Weekday mornings at 8 o'clock, you can get a complete look at world news on the CBS World News Roundup here on WAMB. It's a 10-minute newscast of just nothing but national and world news, followed by local news with Frank Rush and the latest forecast from WTHI TV 10. Give it a try tomorrow morning at 8. The 1-2 pitch. That's a ball, 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch, got a piece of it. So the count remains 2-2 on Gavin Morris, the third baseman. Jalen Cardinal delivers the 2-2 pitch, outside, full count. So big pitch coming up for Jalen Cardinal. And here comes the payoff pitch. Nice. That ball popped up out toward right field. Torrance Gillis is calling for it. He'll make the grab, and there's one down. So this will bring up Dylan Zinko, who struck out in the first, tossed out by the pitcher in the fourth.
37, Dylan Zinko.
We need a big hit, Mooch. Let's just do it. Here comes the pitch. That's high, ball one. One ball, no strikes, one down here in the top of the seventh. Knights are down to their final two outs. That's a nice smash, but it's caught in the air at third base by Isaac Lane, and all of a sudden there's two down. I mean, that had a possibility of getting to left field, it looked like, but boy, it just it dropped quickly at third base, and the defender, Isaac Lane, dove for it, made a beautiful catch. So now this will bring
Tyler
up
Timberman.
Tyler Timberman. He got caught looking in the fifth. Here comes the pitch. That's low for a ball. Don't forget to tune in Friday and Saturday nights from 9:30 to midnight for Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell here on WAMB. The 1-0 pitch, way outside, 2-0 the count. Hope to talk to Craig Trout in our post-game interview. So stick around for that. Swing and a miss by Timberman, 2-1 the count. It's going to be hard today to pick the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer player of the game. Swing and a miss, a 2-2 count now on Tyler Timberman. The 2-2 pitch, that's low. So the count now full at 3-2 on Tyler Timberman. The payoff pitch. Called strike.
That's the ball game.
Caught him looking. And that is the ball game. Your final score on the Great Dane scoreboard. Vincennes Lincoln wins it today, 6-0 over Northview. Stay tuned. We'll come back with more after these messages.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For limited time only, participating Sonic Friday.
The voice of the Northview Knights. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, we're back at Vincennes Lincoln, and the Alices put it on us today. 6-0 the score. The bats just weren't hot today, but we probably faced one of the best pitchers I've seen all season, no doubt about it, in Jalen Cardinal. Wow, he just did a really good job today. 12 strikeouts in today's game, and the only bright spot we really had was one double in the first inning by Gavin Morris, and that was it. That was the only hit of the game, and we just couldn't get things rolling today against this very good Vincennes team. Coach Craig Trout is walking this way, so we're going to talk to Craig. and get his thoughts about the game. But I'm sure he's going to be a little frustrated about the performance today. But let's see what he has to say. Craig Trout joins us on the post game, and is that the best pitcher you've seen all season, Coach?
Oh, I'd say, yeah, for sure. He's one of those guys that really mixed it up well. I thought his curveball bit really well, and he hit the spots he needed to hit. You know, we took some bad swings, but he took advantage of every one of those.
Yeah, I thought he did a well of a job against us, but except for Gavin's double, there just wasn't much to show for him.
Yeah, I thought that we really struggled to kind of just stay in there with it. But, again, that's a testament to him. I mean, he bent the ball in there on the inside corner, and he kind of kept us off balance and mixed his pitches really well.
Saturday, you've got a big day down in Bedford. Tell us about the teams you're playing and the schedule.
Yeah, Saturday we'll start at 10 o'clock against Bedford, and then there'll be the second game is Silver Creek and Lawrence North, which Silver Creek's ranked, and we'll see what happens with that. And then we'll either play the third game, which it'd be to be determined on the time there, or we'll play the championship game. Hopefully we're in the championship game.
Well, we hope so. Sorry I can't be there Saturday, but we'll be ready for the sectional. And what do you do differently, if anything, as you get closer to sectional time?
Right now, we'll do a lot of inter-squad scrimmage stuff, put ourselves in a lot of situations, and try to sim situations to where, you know, we get an understanding where we need to go the ball so we have a lot of confidence where we're going with it before the play happens. And I think one of those things is, again, hitting, just getting some confidence, getting going the right direction. And that starts Saturday, but that week we have off there, we've got to see some live pitching and try to get the bat on the ball and try to get some more confidence.
You wait for either Avon or Plainfield. Who's going to win that game, you think?
I know the Tackett kid's back for Plainfield. I have not seen them play this year. We were supposed to play them, but it was rained out. And then Avon, I don't know a whole lot about. I'm doing my research. But I know Tackett struck us out 16 times last year. He would be able to come back Monday versus us. So we'll kind of see, you know, what we get there. I would say I would have to give a little bit of an edge to Plainfield maybe. But I know Avon's got a really good team. They're really well coached. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Avon there on Monday too. So two really good teams, and we'll just prepare for either one of them. But we've got to take care of some things first.
Hard to believe that the season's almost over.
Yeah, it's flown by. You know, you get a couple rainouts in there, and then all of a sudden it's senior night, and then wham, bam, you're in the sectional. So, you know, that's the baseball is a short season, but the one thing about it is we've gotten better for sure, but we need to continue to improve.
Well, Coach, tough loss tonight. Let's hope for a good day Saturday down in Bedford, and we'll see you on Memorial Day.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Coach. Craig Trout on the postgame show, and we'll come back and announce our player of the game presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad. You can call him right now, 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Back with more after these messages.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Vincennes, I'm Dave Crooks with you tonight on WAMB Brazil Terre Haute, your home for Timeless Classics, as the Northview Knights lose one on the road, 6-0 to Vincennes Lincoln. The Alices had 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Northview, no runs, 1 hit, and 1 error. Our player of the game, presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. I think I got to give this to Gavin Morris. He had a double in the first, the only hit of the game. It was impressive. Of course, he always plays good defensive ball as well. but he was our only bright spot offensively, a good player overall. Gavin Morris, our player of the game, but just not a lot to cheer about tonight when you get shut out 6-0. And let's hope the Knights have a good day down in Bedford on Saturday. We will not have radio coverage due to our extensive qualification coverage from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Saturday, and coverage will also continue on Sunday. And then, of course, the Carb Day activity, the Freedom 100, the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, and then, of course, the race on Sunday, May 26th. All the action from the Speedway here on WAMB, so be sure to tune in for that starting this weekend. Want to thank our studio producer, Dennis Porter. I'm Dave Crooks, where the Alices of Vincennes beat Northview tonight 6-0. Until next Tuesday when we bring you softball action from Owen Valley. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB. Today's game has been brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative, Sonic Drive-In with two locations in Terre Haute, State Road 46 East and in Plaza North. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. WTHI TV 10, News 10, coverage you can count on. Chad Schroppmeyer, Farm Bureau Insurance, call 812-208-3244. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Great Dane, join their team today. Apply at greatdane.com. Sue Goshen, H&R Block, your local H&R Block in Brazil. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw at Shaw Chiropractic, located at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil. And Lorenz Service, a family tradition since 1930 in downtown Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and tell them how much you appreciate Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.